I'm your host, Kevin Lindsay. I'm the general manager of Buckley News Papers. I'm the editor of the Jasper County News. I hope that you're having a great week. Welcome to episode 002 of the Jasper County News Podcast. And I just want to thank everyone who listened to episode 001 of the podcast. We had some compliments from the podcast and how we did it, and I just want to thank everyone who listened to that and who downloaded it, subscribed, all of those things. I can't wait to see what we do with the podcast moving forward and to go into 2024 to bring a little bit more community news and things like that to the newspaper and all of those things. So I'm super excited to see what we do next. I want to make sure that you subscribe to the Jasper County News. We have rates that are as low as $30 per year for a subscription. You can find links to the podcast pinned to the top of the Jasper County News Facebook page. If there's a particular platform that you want to listen to this podcast to, you can go and see if it's available. So make sure to visit and give the Facebook page a like. Well, let's go ahead and dive right into our discussion this week. At the very top of our paper, the West Jasper School District announced their Teachers of the Year for 2023 and 2024, and very deserving teachers were announced. On the Bay Springs side, Miss Sharon Rambo, she was announced as Bay Springs' Elementary School Teacher of the Year. Miss Pauline Frederick, she was announced as Bay Springs Middle School Teacher of the Year. And Miss Carissa King was announced by Bay Springs High School Teacher of the Year. Over at Stringer, Miss Karen Beach, she was announced as the K-6 Stringer Attendance Center Teacher of the Year. And Miss Shyla Jones, she was announced as the 7th through 12th grade Stringer Attendance Center Teacher of the Year. Very, very deserving, all five of those. And Miss Jones, she was announced as the entire district, West Jasper School District, Teacher of the Year. And honestly, I can't think of anyone more deserving. Miss Shyla is at every event at Stringer that you go to. She is around, whether it's on the front lines, whether it's directing someone, whatever it may be. She is there helping, volunteering her time, doing whatever she can to make sure that students are happy, parents are happy, all of those things. So she is very much deserving of the district's Teacher of the Year award. Her husband, Chris Jones, he's also out there taking pictures at baseball games and football games and all that stuff. So volleyball games and anything you can think of, he's there too. So that whole entire family, great family, and she's very deserving of that award. Around the state, more than 12,000 people were without power as storms rolled into the state. And as of yesterday afternoon, about 7,000 people were still without power. Jasper County, I want to say we kind of lucked out a little bit as far as storms. We had a little bit of flooding, Highway 15 and 18, that intersection there. It flooded. A car was in that intersection. Jasper County Emergency Management Director Hudson Jenkins and the Bay Springs Fire Department and Police Department, they got that car out, got everybody safe and all that. Hudson told me that there was one house that was reportedly struck by lightning. Another one had some water damage as water got into the house. There were some limbs and trees down. Of course, people hydroplaned and things like that. But as far as I understand, there were no injuries or anything like that in Jasper County, and nothing too terribly bad, like mass damage or anything like that. So Jasper County was blessed. I think the surrounding counties too, and Smith and Jones, I don't think there was anything really, really bad happened. So we lucked out, but there were some people who were not as fortunate around the state, so make sure to keep them in your thoughts and your prayers. But I think everybody's got power, things like that in Jasper County. Other statewide news, legislation. They met in their opening week at the Capitol. 52 senators were sworn in along with their Mississippi governor and more. You can read about what happened there this past week in the Jasper County News. Representative Troy Smith and then our Senators Juan Barnett and Senator Fillinger, they wrote recaps of what happened during the week, and we put those in the Jasper County News as we do every year and every week. Those will be in there if you want to find out what's going on at the Capitol. So that's what kind of what happened statewide and within the county. Moving on, trying to keep this quick in sports. Man, that was the big thing this week with Silver Bay and Bay Springs. That's the two gyms that I went to. I went to Silver Bay Thursday night, and man, those boys, the Silver Bay Saints, put on a show. They were well balanced against Newton County Academy, and they came away with a 53-14 win. Sophomore Tristan Rogers, he led the Saints with scoring with 12 points. They were perfectly balanced, it seemed like, all night, both offensively and defensively. They put on a show, got that all-important district win there. Man, they looked good, and they ended up winning Friday night. And then last night, if you're listening to this on a Wednesday, Tuesday night, they went to Laurel Christian, and they won that game 52-18. So they have won 10 straight. And, you know, I talked a little bit about it last week, but I'm starting to believe that if Coach Hampton keeps coaching those boys up, they could be something to deal with in the postseason. Meanwhile, the girls, they didn't have quite as much luck. I told Coach Thornton and kind of joked with him Thursday night that I'm going to hear rebound in my sleep. That's kind of what lost them the game. They fell 53-33 last Thursday night. Just having trouble getting rebounds and unfortunately turning the ball over. That was their demise. They got within about 4 or 5 points, I believe, near the end of the second quarter or the third quarter, but just couldn't keep the momentum up, and the Lady Generals, they pulled away and won that game by 20. The next night, Friday night, last Friday night, I was in Bay Springs' gym, and man, what a show did Bay Springs and Newton put on. Both the boys and the girls, both top teams in 2A South, they absolutely put on a show. And I'm going to go on record saying this. I think the Bay Springs girls are the best team in the county. I think that they have a chance to go very far, a chance to probably win the state championship. I don't want to jinx them, but I am going to say it. I think that they have a really good shot, because on an off night where they struggled a little bit offensively, where they had two girls, including Dandy Dozen, Anna Patterson, in foul trouble, they still came away with a 54-47 win. Zaria Keys had an off night offensively, and she still put up 23 points. They had role players that stepped up. They had girls who they just got to do their job, right? And it's not a knock on any of those girls on that roster. They're all good, and that's why I say I believe they can go far. But if they just do their job and let girls like Anna Patterson, Zaria Keys, those two run that offense, and as long as they're on it, Anna had 12 points, even despite being in foul trouble. She had a couple of really good blocks. She had rebounds, key rebounds, things like that. If those girls can do their job, and everyone does their job, then they will go far. I really believe in this Lady Bulldogs team. Meanwhile, the boys, and this is what I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about, maybe a little bit more at length in this episode, was the boys won. They won 47-42. Again, Newton, the Tigers, they're a good 2A team. They are a good team. I think they're one of the top teams in 2A South, along with Bay Springs. It was a tight game. Bay Springs kind of trailed. They were trailing by 1, 2, 3, 4 sometimes, you know, things like that. But they hit timely shots when they needed to. You had Jackson Moore. You had J.D. Page. Guys like that would hit a three out of nowhere. They would hit a jumper that they needed, things like that. to kind of keep in the game offensively. And then you had Daylon Pierce. He had a go-ahead jumper in the fourth period, which gave them the lead, and eventually they got the win. But it's not a team. This team is not your typical Bay Springs boys team, at least not one that I've covered. You know, when I started in Jasper County and started covering Jasper County more, you know, Coach Mackey was all about wanting to seem like to me, wanting to break the scoreboard offensively. You know, he wanted to hit 100, and they come close to it a couple of times that I know whenever I covered them, even just a couple of years ago. And it was just run, put up tons of numbers offensively, and you get in the postseason, and a good defensive team slows them down, and they tend to struggle a little bit more. Well, this team this year, it seems like that Coach Mackey understands that he has something defensively, and they got into a defensive slugfest. And this is what my question was: how did you win? And he said, we knew we were going into a slugfest, and we fought back. And you know, 47-42. You can say, well, maybe it just looked bad offensively. I don't think either team looked terrible or bad offensively. I think it was just a great defensive slugfest. Both teams showed up ready to play defense, and Bay Springs came out on top. And it's a little surprising. Feels a little bit different for me seeing that. But, man, they're good. They're sneaky good. And, you know, I think they're a good team. And I think that they have a shot to go as far as they want to go, right? But, yeah, very different Bay Springs team than what I'm used to seeing, but in a good way. Not a knock in any means. Don't anyone take that way. I think it's just a different style of team. And I don't know if that's a bad thing. I really don't. I think that having that defense, and when you get into those games and these kids – understand that they're going to have to fight back and punch them back in the mouth, they can do that, you know. So, very excited to see what they can do. Don't want to leave Stringer or Heidelberg out. I'm going to see them in the coming week. They've got some crucial district games coming up. So, I'm just trying to make my way around the county. So, Stringer and Heidelberg, I got y'all on my radar. I'm coming to see y'all and see what y'all bring to the table again as we get into January and February basketball. So, in national sports, we had our big national championship game, Michigan and Washington. And hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. I picked Michigan. I said that defensive front was going to give Washington fits, and they did all night long. And this is kind of where I'm at. I think I had time to think about it, and I almost wrote a column for our paper this week, a sports column for the paper, but I decided against it because I wanted to talk about it on the podcast. I like high-powered offense. It's fun. It's exciting to watch, right, to see them throw the ball around. And you go back to, like, the Mike Leach days with the throwing a bunch and all this and that, right, and that's fun to watch. But the way Michigan won all season, the way they beat Alabama, and ultimately the way that they beat Washington Monday night, was by running the ball, controlling the clock, nothing flashy, but man versus man outpowered. And there's great coaching that goes into that. I think Harbaugh is a great coach. I think he's got a great coaching staff. But he made a change in his offense and went back to where I remember it reminded me of the years whenever he was at Stanford, whenever he was going up against, you know, flashy Oregon, flashy Washington State, flashy USC. And then he would come in there and run the I formation or you know, things like that and beat those flashy offensive teams. He brought that to Michigan, and it won them a national championship. And as much as I like flashy offense, I love seeing those big boys up front just put their entire will into a defense, and you pick up 4, 5, 6 yards at a time. I love that. That's why I respect Nick Saban so much, is back in, you know, whenever he first arrived at Alabama, man, whenever they had guys like Trent Richardson and Derrick Henry and those guys, they would just run 30, 40 times a game, and they would just make you quit. That is, whew, man, that just makes me feel good, you know. And I think that's what Michigan did. They had a game plan that they were just going to trust their defense and trust what their offense did, and it won them a national championship. I know our editor over there in Smith County, James Pugh, he's putting an asterisk by, and a lot of other people are putting an asterisk by Michigan and all this stuff because of the investigation. Here's what I say. We are in a time where you can look up any film that you want of any team that you want. You can do all that. I'm not worried about the sign stealing stuff. I'm not worried about any of that. They just won. And if you don't believe people know signs and people don't know plays, then you are being gullible. It's just like saying that colleges didn't pay players. I think the people were just being gullible. We are in 2024. There's all kind of ways that you could probably do it. Michigan just won that. If they get it taken away, it's the same way as Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush, what he did on the field cannot be taken away. He was the Heisman winner. He was the deserving Heisman winner back in the day. And that's the same way I feel about Michigan. On the field, what they did, they dominated people. And you can't take that away. What was on the field, what was recorded on national TV, you cannot take that away. So people might disagree with me, but that's just how I feel. And meanwhile, while Michigan wins the national championship, former Ole Miss Rebel running back Quinshon Judkins says, "Hey, I'm committed to Ohio State." So Ohio State kind of tried to get a little jab in there right at the end. But a lot of people congratulated Judkins. I know Lane Kiffin and a lot of the team did. They were happy for him to go to Ohio State. So he makes his move, goes up north. So that was the big news. College basketball, couple of top 10 teams got beat. Things like that happened. I know there was a big upset. USM beat James Madison, I think it was. James Madison was undefeated, if I'm not mistaken. So USM gets a big win there. One of their players was named Player of the Week, Sun Belt Player of the Week. So USM kind of getting rolling in basketball, both guys and girls, and both rolling. Ole Miss still doing well. I don't really get to keep up with much college basketball. I tend to keep up with them as March Madness tends to hit. So, but anyway, that's what's been going on across the nation in sports. Obviously, we have the NFL playoffs coming up, and I am a diehard Green Bay Packers fan, and I'm hoping that we upset the Dallas Cowboys, the Dak boys. I hope that we go in there and upset them and we make a run. I don't have to – I can show that bit of bias in the NFL, I feel like. And so I'm ready to see if my boys can make a run to the Super Bowl. I was not expecting it. I'm a believer in Jordan Love now. It is love season. I'm a full-on believer in him and that team. And we're super young, so we're ahead of schedule. So I will be tuned in to the Dallas Cowboys and Green Bay Packers game for sure. So anyway, I hope that everyone has a great week. I hope that, again, go to the Jasper County News Facebook page and find your favorite podcasting app that you want to listen to this podcast on, and also make sure to give us a call or come by the Jasper County News to subscribe to the paper to find out more what's going on. We just kind of highlight what happens in the Jasper County News podcast. But drop in, get your subscription, rates as low as $30 per year for a subscription, so make sure you do that. I hope that you all have a great week and have a blessed week. Thank y'all so much for listening.